There was a lawyer once. His name was Francis Scott Key. He penned a song that I'm sure you're aware of. You've seen it. It's in most hymnals throughout our churches. It's called the National Anthem. It is our song as an American. We go, however, to a ball game. We stand in our church services and we sing the words of that song, and they float over our minds and our lips, and we don't even realize what we're singing. Most of us have memorized it as a child, but we've never really thought about what it means. Let me tell you a story. Francis Scott Key was a lawyer in Baltimore. The colonies were engaged in vicious conflict with the mother country, Britain. Because of this conflict and the protractedness of it, they had accumulated prisoners on both sides. The American colonies had prisoners and the British had prisoners. And the American government initiated a move. They went to the British and they said, "Let us negotiate for the release of these prisoners." They said, "We want to send a man out to discuss this with you." They were holding the American prisoners in boats about 1,000 yards offshore. And they said, "We want to send a man by the name of Francis Scott Key. He will come out and negotiate to see if we can make a mutual exchange." On the appointed day, in a rowboat, he went out to this boat and he negotiated with the British officials. And they reached a conclusion that men could be exchanged on a one-for-one basis. Francis Scott Key, jubilant with the fact that he'd been successful, went down below in the boats, and what he found was a cargo hold full of humanity, men. And he said, "Men, I've got news for you tonight. You're free." He said, "Tonight I have negotiated successfully your return to the colonies." He said, "You'll be taken out of this boat, out of this filth, out of your chains." As he went back up on board to arrange for their passage to the shore, the admiral came and he said, "We have a slight problem." He said, "We will still honor our commitment to release these men, but it'll be merely academic after tonight. It won't matter." And Francis Scott Key said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, Mr. Key," he said, "tonight we have laid an ultimatum upon the colonies. Your people will either capitulate and lay down the colors of that flag that you think so much of, or you see that fort right over there, Fort Henry?" He said, "We're going to remove it from the face of the earth." He said, "How are you going to do that?" He said, "If you will, scan the horizon of the sea." And as he looked, he could see hundreds of little dots. And he said, "That's the entire British war fleet." He said, "All of the gunpowder, all of the armament is being called upon to demolish that fort. It will be here within striking distance in a matter of about 2.5 hours. He said, "The war is over. These men would be free anyway." He said, "You can't shell that fort." He said, that's a large fort. He said, "It's full of women and children." He says, "It's predominantly not a military fort." He said, "Don't worry about it." They said, "We've left them a way out." And he said, "What's that?" He said, "Do you see that flag way up on the rampart?" He said, "We have told them that if they will lower that flag, the shelling will stop immediately. And we'll know that they've surrendered. And you'll now be under British rule." Francis Scott Key went down below and told the men what was about to happen. And they said, "How many ships?" He said, "Hundreds." The ships got closer. Francis Scott Key went back up on top and he said, "Men, I'll shout down to you what's going on as we watch." As twilight began to fall, and as the haze hung over the ocean as it does at sunset, suddenly, the British war fleet unleashed. He says, "The sound was deafening. There were so many guns that there were no reliefs." He said, "It was absolutely impossible to talk or hear." He said, "Suddenly the sky, although dark, was suddenly lit." And he says, from down below, all he could hear the men, the prisoners, saying was, "Tell us where the flag is. What have they done with the flag? Is the flag still flying over the rampart? Tell us." 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours into the shelling, every time the bomb would explode and it would be close to the flag, they could see the flag in the illuminated red glare of that bomb. And Francis Scott Key would report down to the men below, "It's still up. It's not down." The admiral came and he said, "Your people are insane." He said, "What's the matter with them?" He said, "Don't they understand this is an impossible situation?" Francis Scott Key said he remembered what George Washington had said. He said, "The thing that sets the American Christian apart from all other people in the world is he will die on his feet before he'll live on his knees." The admiral said, "We have now instructed all of the guns to focus on the rampart to take that flag down." He said, "We don't understand something. Our reconnaissance tells us that that flag has been hit directly again and again and again, and yet it's still flying. We don't understand that." But he said, "Now we're about to bring every gun for the next 3 hours to bear on that point." Francis Scott Key said the barrage was unmerciful. All that he could hear was the men down below praying. The prayer, "God, keep that flag flying where we last saw it." Sunrise came. He said there was a heavy mist hanging over the land, but the rampart was tall enough. There stood the flag, completely nondescript, in shreds. The flagpole itself was at a crazy angle. The flag was still at the top. Francis Scott Key went aboard and immediately went into Fort Henry to see what had happened. And what he'd found had happened was that that flagpole and that flag had suffered repetitious direct hits. And when hit had fallen, but men, fathers, who knew what it meant for that flag to be on the ground, although knowing that all of the British guns were trained on it, walked over and held it up humanly until they died. Their bodies were removed and others took their place. Francis Scott Key said what held that flagpole in place at that unusual angle were patriots' bodies. He penned the song, "Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Or the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that the flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet fly and wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave? The debt was demanded. The price, it was paid.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting there. Oh, say was that star spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave? Oh, say, does that star
listening to Dr. Johnny, the Master Survivor, giving you the truth about our world and providing the tools to help you survive and thrive. I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. As you just heard, Francis Scott Key observed the British bombardment of Fort Henry in 1814 during the War of 1812. The next morning, the fort looked like ground zero at Hiroshima. It was totally devastated. Francis Scott Key was so inspired, seeing the American flag still flying over the fort at dawn, that he wrote the poem, Defense of Fort McHenry. That became our national anthem. And all of those men had not forgotten what George Washington said 38 years before, who said, "I will die on my feet before I live on my knees." The men of Fort Henry were not going to let George Washington down. They never forgot what Washington did when the tide turned to achieve their independence from the British on that Christmas night on 1776. The War of Independence against the mighty British Empire and the colonies were at a desperate turning point. The war seemed lost, but General Washington stood tall and drew up plans for a bold last-ditch attack on mercenary Hessian forces near Trenton, New Jersey. In the midst of that century's most ice-laden, brutal storms, Washington's army marched in the frozen cold toward the waiting boats. And many were barefoot. Horses and men slipped through the ice perilously into the black night when they crossed the Delaware. 3 hours behind schedule as cover of darkness faded, still they forged fearlessly ahead. Their password for the night was victory or death. The unexpected surprise attack startled German mercenaries who were not expecting the size of forces rampaging through their camp at dawn. The cold, raging storm seemed to make it an impossible task. Savage hand-to-hand combat ensued, and the Germans were quickly defeated. This is what it took to seize our freedom before. Withstanding the freezing cold, many with bare feet went to fight for freedom. Withstanding the entire British fleet that rained mortar and cannon fire upon our little fort, killing men, women, and children, yet our flag still stood. We never surrendered. So what does it take now? Where we have patriots and also traitors all around us. So what does it take now? As you know, I have best-selling books. I've written numerous articles in peer-reviewed journals and magazines. I also write poems and prose. And right now, our country is in a 1776-1814 moment. With the inspiration from loyal patriots like General Michael Flynn, Sidney Powell, Lynn Wood, and Donald Trump, I want to share some prose with you today that I wrote. We have traitors all around us. So what does it take to get rid of them now? So with words of prose from Dr. Johnny, you know, I just might have the answer to that question. What does it take? So here's a piece of prose I wrote on the morning of December 8th this year, just a few days ago. And the title is, We Fell Asleep. That's the title, We Fell Asleep, written on December 8th, 2020 by Johnny Delirious. We fell asleep. We did not realize that the enemy had entered our camp. We were sleeping when they brought wood to keep us warm. We were sleeping when they should have gathered, and we should have gathered our own firewood. Some of us had bad dreams and could not sleep. Some of us had visions of our future, and we were already wide awake. Some of us realized that the ones bringing us firewood were only evil, greedy men. Some of us realized that the evil ones hid behind curtains. Some of us realized they fooled us with their symbols and took control of our camp. Some of us realized that we were not sleeping at all. Some of us realized that we were not safe in our own camp. Some of us realized that deep down inside, we have fire of courage that always burns. Some of us realized that some would always sleep while more of us start waking up. We scream with loud voices. We do not need anyone to bring us wood to keep us warm. We scream with loud voices. We do not need anyone's cymbals to keep us entertained. We scream with loud voices. We do not need anyone to tell us how to see and what to think. We shouted from the rooftops. We do not need anyone to tell us to go back to sleep. We began to wake up. We began to be alive. We began to see the fires within us. We began to live once again. Our first president, George Washington, said, I will live on my feet before I die on my knees. We must resist and extract British rule of our country once again. Do we still have the courage of George Washington? Right now is 2020. But it's also a 1776 moment all over again. It's also an 1814 moment all over again. We must get the crown out of the United States of America all over again because we fell asleep and let them control us. Now, I want Ken to get that next video ready. And I want you... I want to ask you, do we still have that same courage that our first president did on that frozen night, marching into Trenton? Can we keep the republic that our founding fathers found and fought so valiantly to create and that we were given? Will we honor what our first president did for us in December 1776? Well, let's listen right now what our 45th president said on December 2020. Ken, play video one. He may have a minute to get it ready because I want it to start at 1 hour 39. So if you can start it there. Okay, here we go. Let's hear what our 45th president has to say today.
With your help, we are going to continue our mission to save America. We will defend the right to life, religious liberty, free speech, and the right to keep and bear arms. They're going to take your guns away. We will always support the heroes of law enforcement. We will maintain America's unrivaled military might, and we will preserve peace through strength. We will protect Social Security and Medicare, and we will always protect patients with pre-existing conditions, right? We will stop the radical indoctrination of our students and children and restore patriotic education to our schools. We will teach our children to love our country, honor our history, and always respect our great American flag. And we will live by the words of our national motto, In God We Trust. From Atlanta to Augusta, from Savannah to Columbus, and from Athens to right here. Right here. This is a nice place. It's a nice place. Valdosta. We inherit the legacy of generations of American patriots who gave their blood, sweat, and tears to defend our country and our freedom. We stand on the shoulders of American heroes who crossed the oceans, settled the continent, tamed the wilderness, laid down the railroads, raised up the great skyscrapers, won two world wars, defeated fascism and communism, and made America into the single greatest nation in the history of the world. And if they get in and add me into the group, if you don't mind, we will be greater than ever before, without question. The best is yet to come. Proud citizens like you help build this country, and together we are taking back our country. Our fight to drain the Washington swamp and reclaim America's destiny has just begun. We will not bend, we will not break, we will not yield. We will never give in, we will never give up, and we will never back down. We will never, ever surrender. Because we are Americans, and our hearts bleed red, white, and blue. We are one movement, one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. And together with the incredible people of Georgia, we have made America powerful again. They've done it. We have made America wealthy again. We have made America strong again. We have made America proud again. We have made America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, Georgia. Get out and vote. Get out and vote.
All right, folks. So Trump wants to let the corruption be shown. He wants to let the corruption be shown, and I believe he offered Joe Biden a deal. Joe's wearing the GPS ankle bracelet, and Trump is letting him move forward with his fake new administration so Trump can see more and more who the dirty players are. And I believe all this the whole time while Biden is setting up his cabinet, he is quietly and secretly cooperating with Trump. And he is doing that so he will not go to jail and go to the firing squad. It's all a show right now to keep the left occupied with a sense of victory and thinking Trump will be gone. An intelligence insider, I want Ken to get video two ready. It's just a few minutes. We'll go to the bottom of the hour. And, you know, if you think that's all kind of crazy that Biden is just doing the show and just staying out of jail by wearing that ankle bracelet, let's go ahead and hear video two, what Dr. Steve Pinchuk offers. He offers some clues that my theory is correct and what's really going on. So Ken, play video two.
Biden's caught in all of these crimes. I mean, we've seen the emails, 10% for the big guy. I mean, this has been going on for decades. Pelosi's daughter is implicated. Schumer's family is implicated. All these Democrats, Republicans as well. They're all implicated. So what kind of deal? I mean, how I feel that Trump's already offered them the deal. Like, look, just walk away, just ride off into the sunset. Let me be the president. And they always refuse that deal. I mean, what level are they at now? Where's the bargain? Where's the negotiation?
I'm not privy to what he's saying in terms of negotiation. I am privy to one factor, and this you can take as it is. One of my neighbors here in northern Florida happens to be involved with increasing the number of fencing and the amount of guards and gates you have in a prison. A year ago, he went down to Guantanamo in Cuba and doubled the size of Guantanamo. So I leave it to your imagination and your audiences to understand what will happen to various individuals as we deploy military soldiers all over the country, and we're already rounding up hundreds of people for pedophilia. Now, that is also in conjunction with what's going on, because there was a huge amount of pedophilia, sexual perversion, trafficking that was going on under the Biden, the Obama, the Clintons, and those administrations. So we have a potpourri of different indictments here. I'm not a lawyer. I don't want to pretend to be a lawyer, but I don't even get involved on the legal part at the local level. I could say if I were Biden, I'd concede very early on to say, okay, I'll play my role. I'll get Kamala Harris to work with me. And basically, if I understand correctly, Biden, then I will play the role and assign all of my former Obama officials as potential candidates for another administration, which will never exist. So you got a bit of the theater of the absurd there. But it has to be played out, because Trump said repeatedly, even though mainstream media doesn't pick it up, that it has taken years to point out how much corruption has gone on. And he wants to show that corruption at every level of politics, from the governor to the local officials to the congressmen and senators. So we're going to have a much larger indictment than people think about. And it's the Romneys and the others who've been involved with Bain Capital. Well, what was Bain Capital? Nothing more than a corrupt institution created by Mitt Romney and Bibi when they came out of MIT Business School, and it was funded by Latin American scoundrels. And what was the voting machine, Dominion, was created by three Venezuelans and then manipulated by the CIA. So you have a theater of the absurd here that Trump has to deal with and take apart piece by piece.
How arrogant
okay,
are they?
Thank you so much. And I just want you to know, December 2020 will be remembered as when the tide of history decisively turned and the evil force of the British suffered defeat. I know that sounds wild. Just hear me out. The White Hats are winning the secret war for planet Earth, and the liberation of humanity is imminent, is an imminent certainty. I guarantee you. People will witness the confirmation of Donald Trump's decisive victory in the U.S. presidential election in January and the movement toward forced lockdowns, masks, vaccination in America will end. I'm talking about forced vaccination. I think we'll have our choice. But anyway, the turning of the tide is, it will snowball, and people will watch history unfold as an ancient satanic ruling class is overthrown. The history books will have to be totally rewritten when the dust finally settles. However, as a victory for good guys is gaining ground rapidly, it's great. I mean, we are winning, folks. The battle rages on above and underground as well. The deep state swamp creatures are fighting to the death, knowing they are doomed. Today, we will not look deeply into the battle over the U.S. presidential election, because that will be thoroughly covered when these last pieces fall into place and when I do my continuing shows. And we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry, we have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Master Survivor, and I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. And today, like I said, we won't look too deeply in the battle of the U.S. presidential election because that will be thoroughly covered in the coming shows, and the last pieces will finally fall into place. And I will only say that my sources confirmed that, like I said, Donald Trump has won his re-election by a landslide and be inaugurated on January 20th, 2021, and Joe Biden will enter the U.S. Witness Protection Program. I can also confirm that the Swiss bank, USBS, sold the election-stealing Dominion voting machines maker to the communist Chinese for over $400 million, dollars. You know, this means that the U.S. military and intelligence agencies will be hunting down and capturing for interrogation purposes many people, starting with the UBS management and Davos World Forum, including Chairman Klaus Schwab. Arrests in Europe and the U.S. are already well underway, and George Soros, I now know, is at Gitmo, Pentagon sources confirm. Klaus Schwab and his bosses, who engineered the entire COVID-19 nightmare, you know, so they could reset the financial system in a way that leaves them in total control, So arrests in the U.S. are ongoing. Pentagon sources confirm that arrests around the world are ongoing. And here's what the CIA sources, the good White Hat CIA sources, had to say about the fate of former CIA Director Gina Haspel. And they said, you know, during the server confiscation in Frankfurt, she was definitely taken out, but not before she gave up when she thought was she'd get out of, you know, a get out of jail free card, you know, the backup data, and of course revealed all that. And that contains that the black operations that she oversaw during her tenure as director of CIA and earlier. The story going around is that she was taken to Gitmo, debriefed, and when given a new face and prints and disappear. And, you know, that's a slightly different spin. Well, in reality, she's just gone. Let's just put it that way. And not to be heard from again. If anything more is needed from her, her GG hologram will do all that takes place. But she's wearing an ankle bracelet too, and of course they are keeping her in a witness protection program as well. While the contest for constitutional republic is on course, I mean, it's really, you know, they're trying to take down our constitution, they're trying to destroy our republic from within. There's another battle now raging around the fake pandemic and plans to vaccinate the world's population with toxins. To understand this, I've been looking at the table that compares a current COVID-19 campaign to the methods used by the Communist Chinese to brainwash American prisoners of war during the Korean War. Well, I wish I could show you this table, and of course this show is strictly an audio show. You can't. But anyway, this table shows just nearly identical to all the steps that they're taking right now. So it shows how isolation, threats, constant fear propaganda, rewards for obedience, et cetera, are combined to cow the people into total submission. It's obvious from this chart that what we're witnessing is an attempt to create a communist world government controlled by the Chinese and the Khazarian mafia acting as their bankers, who are really the city of London, okay? So moreover, the communist Chinese themselves take orders from secretive government body, you know, in city of London in Switzerland, and this is what's known in low whisper voices as the Octagon Group. I've also been studying another chart showing how the corporate media control shows how these power structures work. What a MI6 source has revealed is about the so-called COVID-19 crisis. He said, we see the creation of public health emergency and the proposed responses or remedies is like an ordo de chao, which is stealth talk for state capital, you know, state capture of population. That, you know, anyway, that's a Latin or anyway, but it's like state capture of population at a global level. Okay, I don't know Latin, so I can't. Okay, but this is pure military mind thinking and difficulty for civilians, even for me, to grasp because of the sheer scale and complexity of the theater. Now, an intelligence dossier and analysis has been sent to joint British, Irish, and Supreme Command of Armed Forces around the UK, the MI6 source says, and this is why military response is now underway. That this includes the Russian military, the British military, the Pentagon are now operating on a full readiness capacity. The whole world is looking now at what Trump will do next. As he is draining the swamp, a new reality will emerge that does not include the deep state globalist control. They are not only losing 100 years of controlling and enslaving humanity, but well over thousands of years of control. They have gone too far, folks, and their control will come to an end. I got a friend of mine. He's a gay guy, but he just says karma's a bitch. They've gone too far, folks. Okay, the karma has just built up too much. They've gone too far. The arrests will continue, and now they are turning on each other. You see it. You see the Dems turning on each other, just like that. You know, senator in Michigan, she threatened Trump supporters. It went out on YouTube and it went viral. And people said, can you believe she's threatening Trump supporters? We will get you and blah, blah, blah. But then a few days late, you know, then they basically fired her. You know, she can no longer be the senator. At least she's laid off or whatever they do. But anyway, she can't do anything. She can't because of that threat. They just, you know, she doesn't have her job right now. And so then there's another video that came out from her saying, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, you owe me. You owe me. I have been fighting for you and working for you and doing everything you say, and now you owe me. Because, see, she was out of a job, which meant all her gravy trains stopped. All right? Then that latest video just came out a couple days ago. She says, you owe me. So these Dems are now turning on each other. Like I said, the arrests continue, and now they're turning on each other and cutting deals with Trump, the new leader of the world. In the last 2 years, there's a full TV studio that's been built. You heard what Dr. Pchenicek said about his guy that, you know, is a fencing contractor that expanded Guantanamo and doubled the capacity. Well, they built a whole TV studio in Guantanamo Bay for, and also housing for the reporters. Oh, yeah. Penal capacity has grown to a tremendous size now. So now, you know, and Sidney Powell's already been to Guantanamo twice since the election. Okay, she's done a report, you know, news videos from Guantanamo, you know, since the election. Plus, there are several other locations around the world that have their own full-scale prisons under American white hat control. There's one near Iceland. There's another one in the Azores, a little island. That has a, and then there's another one in Europe. Anyway, I don't want to give all those locations out, but they're there. And of course, you know, people like that guy Monkey Works, he's been showing flights that go there too. So they're taking them down, folks. The 13 families of the deep state are running scared. Money cannot buy their way out of this one. We all have a great future to look forward to, but first we have to free ourselves from the British rule, now which is the city of London, once again. Does that sound crazy? Well, think again. For nearly a month on this show, I've reported on the rumors swirling around a November 9th special operations raid on, you know, on the Frankfurt, you know, where they took the you know, Dominion machine, and Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney said that they were unconfirmed reports of five casualties. They are five casualties. They got General Haspel and with others, including Jim Willey, you know, like Jim Willey and Simon Parks reported that the CIA director, Gina Haspel, who was present during the raid, was either injured or killed. Well, she's not. She's on witness protection now, even though she was injured. But she's been singing like a canary. So this raid was an indication of bigger things for the 2020 election and going on behind the scenes now that the National Security Action Memorandum 57 has transferred powers from the CIA to the Department of Defense. So I reported on this show before about the National Security Action Memorandum 57 was created by President Kennedy to cut the CIA out of power to transfer all that to special operations. Special operations only report the Department of Defense. They do not take orders from the CIA anymore, and they only take orders directly from the Department of Defense, from the Secretary, which is directly under presidential control under Donald Trump. However, the National Security Action Memorandum 57 has never been implemented due to Kennedy's assassination, even though it's still on the books. And after 60 years, Trump triggered it and now activated it, and the fallout's monumental. We keep hearing accounts, too, of Chinese interference in the election, but here's the thing. The CIA may not be using China as a platform, as a base of operations. Though many people aren't aware of this, the CIA actually has had its roots in China. And this goes way back to the Opium Wars, which forced open the port of Shanghai and handed over Hong Kong sovereignty to the British crown. So the British drug trade in China funded the Bank of England, and some Americans got involved, including the grandfather of President Franklin Roosevelt and the grandfather of Democrat John Kerry. Now, all these people who were presented to us as respectable, but believe me, people like John Kerry and Franklin Delano Roosevelt are no more respectable than the Colombian drug kingpin Pablo Escobar. They're all on the same level. They're scum. Everyone knows that the British banking system, as we know today, is built on the proceeds of the drug war with China, and the HSBC Bank is no exception. They're initials stand for the Hong Kong Shanghai Bank. And by the way, they were busted for laundering money for the drug cartels not too long ago. And the HSBC also appears to be the owner of the Dominion voting software systems. That's the heart of the current disputed election. Also, we must take note that the FBI hatchet man, James Comey, after letting HSBC walk on its money laundering charges, was later appointed to sit on its board of directors. While researching the origin of the CIA, we learned that it grew out of AIG, the insurance giant, which was funded by the Columbus Vanderstar in Shanghai, and Vanderstar went on to run the OSS during World War II, which in turn became the CIA. Long story short, whenever you read China, think CIA drug front. Whenever you see FBI's James Comey on the board of directors of HSBC, know that that means China. For lack of a better word, it's sort of a shell company up front. And China's interference in an election is really a roundabout way of saying the CIA is running operations out of Shanghai. But now the CIA doesn't have the power they did, but I want to give you some background and note how everywhere there's central bank, there's an intelligence agency to enforce their will. They're a secret police. It's a Gestapo. And the CIA used to order special operations to do anything they wanted. And it's no coincidence that the London Central Banking System and the CIA both got their start in Shanghai. The CIA does not serve our interests. It serves their interests. And remember, when the CIA overthrew Iran in 1953 to help British Petroleum and put the Shah in, you remember all that? You know, ask yourself why an American intelligence agency was doing the bidding of a British corporation. Answer, the CIA is the secret police of the British banks. It is not American. It has never been American. It was installed in the United States to ensure that the policies of the global central bankers had been carried out. And Donald Trump's push to place America first doesn't exactly coincide with their interests. So whenever you think CIA, think City of London. And I'm not worried about the CIA in the future since President Trump issued the National Security Action Memorandum 57. Yet, you know, you understand how big that is. CIA's had their power totally taken away. And it's come out on the news that, you know, the Pentagon isn't cooperating with the CIA either. They're just a data gathering agency. That's it. They don't give orders to anybody. But their damage is already done. And what they did is a big reason why our country is in the mess it's in, being taken over by traitors. So backed by the City of London and using their tools to take over America is the Chinese Communist Party, the CIA, the Union Bank of Switzerland, the UBS Securities, Dominion Voting Machines, Pioneer Dynology, and several others have all had a part in this whole voter fabrication thing to take it take over in America. I'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Listening to The Master Survivor, and I'm your host, Johnny Lewis, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. And folks, everything I've just been telling you, the president knows all about this, the military on the ground know about all this, the military, it's all going to be coming out soon. The Chinese Communist Party is being revealed as an essential threat to the United States and all sorts of domestic terrorism against the American participants, that they have been aiding and abetting this enemy. New Zealand author Trevor Lawton, an expert on the radical left Marxist terrorism movement and the infiltration of mainstream politics, says China figures big into the whole scheme because China is the model of the New World Order. It's the Communist Chinese Party state, and it's very oppressive, and it appeals to the globalists. It appeals to the old-fashioned communists. It is the model for the New World Order, the global reset. America right now is in World War III with China. If you have not already noticed, there's also an internal communist revolution guided by China going on in America right now. It started May 19th when President Trump put tariffs on Chinese goods. The response of China, according to Xinhua News Agency, was to declare a people's war on the United States. That means, in Maoist terms, every form of warfare short of direct military confrontation. And I got Andrea from Oklahoma. Andrea, are you there?
I am here, and you've been saying such wonderful things. Bless you. Thank you for this great news. I am, thank you so much. You are on the roll. I'm sorry I interrupted you, but I just wanted to thank you so much. After seeing this report on the Supreme Court toss the Texas bid to overturn the election out, my heart sank. So,
no, it's not open.
Thank you.
No, that's just, don't worry about that one bit.
Okay, thank you. I'll let you go. Bless you.
Thank you, Andrea. Okay, so folks, this COVID mess is deliberately spread by China as the COVID panic for three reasons. The COVID thing is to destroy the U.S. economy, to destroy President Trump, to destroy the U.S. military budget, which Biden will completely finish off if he gets the presidency. And if the U.S. military budget can be destroyed, then Trump can be destroyed. China runs the planet. It's as simple as that. And the whole George Floyd riot in Minneapolis was organized by the Freedom Road Socialist Organization, a Maoist pro-Chinese communist group. And they're the people who, you know, burnt, you know, many of the cities, and they helped by the pro-Chinese group called the Liberation Road. And that's a front group behind Black Lives Matter. They're all controlled by a group called Asians for Black Lives, which is invented by Chinese Progressive Association of San Francisco, which is a communist Chinese front as well. So it's got China written all over everything. And before, it had CIA written all over everything. But we don't have to worry about the CIA now. So we're in a revolutionary situation right now internally. So the goal is to communize America. The Chinese have deeply penetrated the Congress, the U.S. Senate, the Justice Department, the FBI, you name it. They're working with the Iranians, working with the Russians, working with the Cubans and the Venezuelans to basically bring this country down. And this current election is designed to seal the deal. But it's all a trap to set up all the traitors, and they're going to be arrested. So we've all got to make sure that Trump wins this one. He has everything against him. Even the Supreme Court let us down when they dropped the Texas lawsuit, which had support of 21 states. Even Trump signed on as a plaintiff. The rule of law has not collapsed, folks. The courts no longer even pretend to function, but the censorship is extreme. The media print brazen lies, and the elections are so blatantly rigged that the cheating is carried out right on camera for all to see. Yet every last American is apparently powerless to stop the election theft for all the forces that despise this nation, which hate liberty, they hate justice, and now align against any functionary civil court action which might recognize, reverse, and the great injustice. And I'll be right back.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.